the war. It produced stirring parade music for bands, virtuosic piano fantasies for concert audiences, songs for the choir, and battles that were transmitted orally. The music of the Civil War has many tales to tell. It celebrates union and states' rights. It commemorates heroes and martyrs. It exalts victory and mourns defeat. It also provides glimpses into human dramas behind the fighting lines, the mother weeping for her slain son, the dying soldier clinging to memories of home. Another perspective of the Civil War comes from letters written by the men at the front. What is most striking is how alike these letters sound, how little difference there is between the sentiments of the men from the Union and those from the Confederacy. When they weren't fighting, the soldiers from opposing sides could be astonishingly friendly, trading tobacco for newspapers, or swimming together. But they were most alike in their moral certainty. Each side believed in the absolute rightness of its cause. Will Nugent of the 28th Mississippi Cavalry wrote to his darling Nellie, "The homespun volunteer feels a patriotic ardor, which reverses cannot damn, and the people at home must not complain. Privations are ennobling to any people, if willingly endured for the sake of the public good." Oliver Norton of the 83rd Pennsylvania Volunteer Infantry was just as convinced that his cause was justified. "I thought I hated slavery as much as possible before I came here. But here, where I can see some of its workings, I am more than ever convinced of the cruelty and inhumanity of the system." He went on to express his faith that the war would result in freedom for all. This moral certitude characterizes our opening group of songs in this concert. "The Bonnie Blue Flag" and "Maryland, My Maryland" served as battle calls for the Confederates, while Union forces rallied to Foster's "We Are Coming, Father Abram," and the stirring battle cry of freedom.